Okay, and Kuf Yud Ches, we're up to Sif Yud, coming to the end of the Simen. And Sif Yud is probably the two most important kulis of the Simen. Beyond, of course, the idea that Simanim work. Sif Yud has the kula of Yaitzev and Nichnas. It's important to note that the kula of Yaitzev and Nichnas comes from Shas, it comes from the Mishnayis. And it's not a sort of an arbitrary thing that was made up. The question is, what constitutes a Yaitzev and Nichnas? So let's see Sif Yud. Hamidiyach Ha'ivik Echavim B'beisai U'boi Devarim Shem Huchufu Yesh Ben Afilu Isatayra. He says, we're not talking dafka about an Issa Drabana, we're talking even about Issa Dereisa, with which a non-Jew was left in the home. Im hu yaitzev v'nichnas, ayafil ashoz man rav, aloi hidiyah shadayte l'shoiz. So let's get these two things straight. Yaitzev v'nichnas means he's coming and going. So simply that would seem to mean you leave him in the kitchen and you're going, you're walking into the bedroom, you're walking into the living room, and you're coming back and forth. So, now obviously you have to tell the guy that he can't cook. Okay, so that's what we're going to deal with. Okay, 1 second. So obviously, if the guy doesn't know that he can't cook in the house, if the guy thinks that he could, there's no mirtis, nothing to be afraid of. But you told the guy that he can't cook his own things in the house, and you're a yaitzev and nichnas, you're going in and out. Or you have kosher food in the room, no one's cooking. Just a chash that he'll switch it. So yaitzev and nichnas works. I don't think it only means you're going from the dining room to the living room. It means afilu shazman rav, even if it was an extended period of time. V'loi hoidiyah shadayte l'shais, but you didn't tell him that you're going to be out for a long time. In other words, you may come back any moment. Mutter. V'loi chayshinon shema hichlif. And we're not afraid he may have switched it. Afilu hu nehena b'chalipin. Even if the guy would gain by switching it, however you imagine the case, even if the guy would gain by switching it, if you're a yaitzev and nichnas, then it works. Now, what exactly zman rav is open to a certain amount of debate and tremendous wild swings in practice. The Gra later in Sifkat and Lamed Vav talks about Yaitzev and Nichnas. Lamed Vav is actually going on Sif Yud Beis, but there he says in the Likut, he says Kishahelchel Beis Hakneses Deini Yaitzev and Nichnas Mamish Have a Kedia Shemaflig the Aser. If you tell him I'm going to Davin, and the guy knows, if the guy doesn't know, he thinks stepped out for a minute, that's fine. But the guy knows that a certain time of the day you go to Davin, or even if he doesn't know, just now you're saying, okay, I'm going out to Davin. So that's Yodea Shemaflik, that's he knows that you're going to be away for a while. And Memela, that's a problem. So Davining, depends if it's... yeah, okay. I don't know that there's a difference. The guy knows you're away for 15 minutes, it would seem to be a problem already. He's safe in those 15 minutes, if he's Nehenne B'chalipin.
This time it said the base not our store. It's different between the base and the base store.
Well, why should it be different in a store and in a house? So the whole idea is you're coming and going. Why would it be different?
So a factory nothing like the same thing?
Well, Hechsherim are based, for the most part, except for when they have a Mashgiach Tamidi. Hechsherim are based on Yaitzev and Nichnas. All our Hechsherim are based... So that's something of an issue, which we're going to have to discuss in a minute. How the Hechsherim rely on it. When you have a local store that has a Hechsher, the Hechsher comes, depending on the Hechsher, once a week, twice a week, three times a week, basically between that.
Good enough,
that's a lot. When you have a plant, they go once a year, twice a year, three times a year. All right, so we're going to have to discuss what they rely on. First, let's learn the alumnus of what it says, and then I'd like to... We'll talk about the practice, because there is a lot to be explained. Okay, so let's go beseder. Let's just go through what it says here, and then we'll talk about other cases. Okay, otherwise we'll get sidetracked. What it says in Shulchan Aruch is the Yaitzim Minuch, this works. Afilu Shah Zman Rav, without defining Zman Rav. I think the Rambam says Shir Mil. Mil is, Shir Mil is anywhere time between, 18 minutes or 24 minutes, according to the Urayim. There are different Zmanim. He says Zman Rav. So then it's Mutter. If the guy didn't lock you out, if the guy locks the door, and when the rabbi comes, you got to ring the bell in order to get in, so that's a problem. Because then, when the rabbi brings the bell, it's like when the inspector comes to the yeshiva. So, my grandson said, I'm not familiar with the children's, it seems that in some of the Rabbi Kunda tapes, there's an inspector with a certain name. So they have a sign in the siman in the yeshiva, an announcement, Mr. So-and-so, please come to the office. It means that the inspector is there. By us, they put it on the mic and they say fifth period starts in 5 minutes. That's the announcement. Now once they came at about 9:30 in the morning and they said fifth period starts in 5 minutes, so they changed it. It's next period starts in 5 minutes. So that's the siman that... that the inspector is here, and you. And this is all for kashrus issues, of course, that we're discussing. So, imagine you'll listen to a recording of this in 10 years, they will know what I'm talking about. The Ezra Hashem, we hope. But, the Lamaisa, that's. What? They always exist. But the point is that if they have to let you in, then that's not an adequate siman. Certainly, if you make an appointment for when the Mashgiach is coming, that's not the way it's supposed to work. Mashgiach lets him know, I'm coming on this and this day, tells him in advance. Obviously, that's not a Yaitzev and Nichnis. Lefishu Misyari B'chol Shah, Loimer Ata Yavav Yireini. He has to be afraid at any moment that he'll come and see him. Afilu Im Haidiyai Shadaite. I'm sorry, Lefishu Misyari B'chol Shah, Loimer Ata Yavav Yireini. Avol Im Haidiyai Shadaite Lishais. Osir. But if you said I'm going to be away, it's osir. Now here's an important ending of the sif. V'im einoy nehena b'chalipim mutar b'chol inyan. There's no benefit by switching, then it's mutar b'chol inyan. Doi chashinah shemehitchich v'ashiloy kimin she'enloy hanah b'davar. We're not afraid, we don't assume goyim are going to do switch things just to say the Jews should do an aveira. That we're not chashish for. Chayshish that'll do it because he has some sort of a benefit. So here there's a tremendous difference between stores that deal with meat or fish or wine, where there's a tremendous price difference between kosher and not kosher, and other stores that manufacture things that use oil, kosher oil and trefoil, there's not really a price difference. There's not a nehena b'chalipin. Now let me just finish. That's why in a lot of the plants that the major Akshayim give a Heksha to, they rely on visiting just a few times a year. Because it's not a solid Yaitzev and Nichnis. But the Ikar Adin, they're not Nehena B'chalipin. Then they don't really benefit by switching. Now, it may happen that one time something may happen and there'll be an opportunity for them to get something cheap. So the amount of Mirtis of a person coming and going, that is considered to be adequate.
This is very good at Ashalipin. Once a cook and somebody ingredients missing. So go out and buy some my grocery store. So that's a halakha.
Yeah, there is. There's a very big difference between a plant, like a potato chip plant or a cookie plant, and a local store. In plants that manufacture and get things delivered by the truckload, it doesn't really happen that they run out of an ingredient. It's a rare thing. They get things delivered in large quantities. Yeah, and it's not common. Wise potato chips doesn't run out of potatoes. It doesn't run out of oil. It doesn't run out of salt. And there's not much of a chashash. In a local store, there is a greater chashash. You can have a store that normally will sell... they know on any given night they'll sell 8 rib steaks or something. You know that they don't do such a tremendous amount of business, and it could be one night that suddenly they have twice as much and they have to run out to a store. The local restaurants who buy wholesale, but they have their share and give them a list of local stores that they can run to. They sometimes have to buy retail just because they run out of ribsteaks, so they have to run to a local store and make a purchase. So the Yitzhak Nichnis for a local store should be much more frequent because there's a type of Nehneva Chalipin. Mashenkin, the plants, which are certified usually by the large Hechsherim, those plants, the Yitzhak Nichnis is much less frequent. And I assume the reason is that for the most part, there's no Nehneva Chalipin. Of course, Beis HaShchita is different. They have a Mashgiach Tamidi there. Or, the Shechtim are always there. But a place that deals with meat, typically there's a, unless it's owned by foreign people, a place that's a meat place has a Mashgiach Tamidi. There's no, I don't know what the Mashgiach does Mincha time. The Gross says if he tells him he's going out to Mincha, it's a problem. They have to switch off Mashgiachim when and if he goes out to Dav. So this is the sif of two kulis in halacha, two major kulis. Yitzhak Vinichus works, and ain't a nehena b'chalipin. It's a very important kula. That if he's not nehena by switching, that's adequate. Now, the chakira that the achrayim have on the sugya, where it says Yitzhak Vinichus works, declare, is Yitzhak Vinichus work because we assume you'll catch him? We assume that you'll catch him. If he's going to start playing around, you'll catch him. Or is it because the person is a mirtis, because the person is afraid that you may walk in any minute, and that's why the Yitzhak Vinichnis is adequate. So this is a shaila. The nafkamina, if the smach is you're going to catch him, obviously you have to come more frequently. Coming twice a year, you can't be saying he'll catch him. If the idea is mirtis, so mirtis could happen even if you come less frequently. Mirtis means he's afraid he'll be caught, but not that I'm relying on catch him. It's just that he's afraid. There's a fear that you'll catch him. What? So that's a good question. Afraid of what? So Darkei Tshuva here brings that there has to be a consequence. It's not the busha that you'll catch him, that's not good enough. It has to be that if you catch him, there'll be a consequence. He says it has to be Shiyei Redim Ledin. The Tefsh is prepared to go to court. It may be that today, just the fact that you'll publicize kashrus violation, we remove the hechsher, that's also a consequence, and that seems to be enough. I mean, they're paying money for a hechsher, they feel it benefits them. So mirtis, afraid of what? The Darkei Tshuva nems on that the reason is mirtis, which is really what the Mechaber says, l'fishu misyari b'choshah, and the consequence would be that you remove the hechsher. Obviously, if a hechsher has a policy that if they catch somebody, they give them another chance, it's not a real mirtis, and it's a problem. We mentioned earlier in the siman that you're not supposed to give other chances for someone who's over on a kashrus thing deliberately. There's not supposed to be other chances, and that's the ideal way that things are supposed to work. There's a Tshuva Sarajba. Can you leave a cotton in the kitchen? Let's say somebody's in the house, and a guy working in the kitchen, and suddenly you have to be called away. And she knows you're going to be away for a while. Is it enough to leave a child, major putais? Putais is 6, 7 years old, who talk a lot. What? Who talk a lot. So is it enough? What's the shach? Which shach? I missed that the shach brings it. Shach Lamed Gimel. The Shah says, as I said, it's a Tshuva Sarajba. Shach Lamed Gimel brings it. Nira da fila kot yaitz v'nich des mahani. Kud leo kuf tezvav alif. Fila bisa de reis. I am a Tshuva Sarajba. In Sech Mishmir's Hapu Utais. So the fact that we rely on the pu'utais, on children, this also seems to be an indication that it's mirtis. We find such a thing by yichud, that a child who talks a lot is a good shaymer for isa yichud. When somebody, people have shaylas about, some of the most common shaylas when you have a babysitter, a teenage girl comes to the house, and you have a 10-year-old boy, she's babysitting. Now that's aser. A girl can't babysit for a 10-year-old boy. It's an isa yichud. Now if there's another sister, a sister is a shemeres. So it depends how old the sister is. If she's she's a younger sister, but she's a talker, she talks a lot. So that's it's a good really only until the time of the night that she normally goes to sleep. But at least while she's up, it's a good shemira. I'm not sure there's anything to do with this, but okay, maybe. At any rate, so this is the din of a shomer, and this is the din of the din of Nana B'Chalip. Now, the big question is, what about closed-circuit cameras? The truth is that closed-circuit cameras have the potential to be a tremendous upgrade to the Hechsherim, especially during COVID, where... to be honest, the Hashem really are not able to travel to a lot of countries where they are plants. If an American country, American Hechsher is giving a Hechsher in France, they very often have a from Yid living in France who's the Mashgiach. But there are Hechsherim in countries in Africa where or New Zealand where there isn't really much of a Jewish community. And now things are closed. It's not really easy. There's no mirtis that the mashgiach is going to show up. The idea of using closed circuit cameras is the hechsherim are using it as an upgrade to hechsherim. Is there a makar that closed circuit cameras are good? So in the Kaf HaChaim, it doesn't talk about cameras, but in the Kaf HaChaim in this simin, Tzivkat and Kuf Yud. He goes on the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, "Vushaloy yisgar adelas." The door can't be locked. So he says, "If there are, his lashon is, if there are cracks, he means with some windows or peepholes, if there are cracks through which the mashgiach could see sadak shiachalirais sagi, if he can peek in, that's good enough, and presumably the cameras should be just as good." In Kehila, not I don't mean Kehila only, but in Kehila. Policy is that anybody that produces food has to have a camera, and we have to have access. The mashgiach in the office has to have access to the camera. Most places say okay, but not the camera over the cash register, which is okay because the cash register hopefully is kosher. But even if it's not, it doesn't affect the food. So originally a policy was if you have cameras, you have to give us access. And about a year or two ago, the policy is that if you produce food, that you have to have a closed circuit camera, and the mashgiach has to have access. And it's really a very good thing to have, and it helps for the hechsherim. First of all, there's a mirtis, and second of all, it's happened that I mentioned to you at the pizza store that made dough on the eighth day of Pesach. They were caught because there was access to the closed circuit camera, and that works. In Camp Aguda, there's a closed circuit camera in the kitchen, and one day I wanted to see if who turns on the fires early in the morning, so we went down. It's a motion detector; you can see who comes in, and you see the cook who travels to Swan Lake very often to daven. You see him coming in, turning on the fires, and then leaving. And then it pops on again when the workers come in later. So it's a tremendous a potential upgrade to Hechsherim as long as there's no sophisticated way to get around it and fool people. There may be, but as of now, at least, the assumption is that it's good. A camera is all the time. Yeah, cameras all the time is better. And again, the question is, if there'll be ways of fooling the camera. The camera focuses on the stoves and the oven, whatever part people are concerned about. The cameras are there. Most of these places have cameras over the storage area. They're afraid, not because of Hechsher, they're afraid people will steal. It's a big loss in many industries, in restaurants, where workers steal product. In other words, they have, when the owner's away, they take boxes of shortening or boxes of oil, and have a friend drive by, and they put it into their friend's car, and they steal it from the store. A lot of businesses suffer tremendous loss from it. Somebody here in the shul had a business that he couldn't figure out why it wasn't making money, and then he caught somebody there that was diverting deliveries. Deliveries came, and the person in charge, as they delivered it, put some aside, you know, like one for you, one for me. It was, he caught the person. Sadly, it was a relative of his, which was caused tremendous machlokes in the family. But it happens. So they generally have cameras over the places where the ingredients are kept, and cameras over the stove, over the cooking area. In general, once a store puts in, they generally put in for the whole place. Anyway, this is the kula yetzer v'dichtus and the kula of einan hana b'chalip, and these are the two major kulas in halacha l'maisa which come up. The Mati Yainasin in Sif Yud brings an important addition. I mentioned this in the past. What's a chshad that a delivery man is gonna switch something? Why would he switch it? So the Mati Yainasin adds an example. Mein habachli muta b'chali yidik shapri chadash b'avay dezar dafla b'tes mukach afilu einan ehen b'chali v'nami chashin alach lufay. Gemara says that will chayshu shall switch, even there's no benefit. Gomer pass lamai nichush. The Gemara says, what are you afraid sending bread with a guy? Lachlufei. Iki adodi ninu. If it's not more expensive, what are you worried about? So the Gemara says, kimin diko chaysamecha leitarachu mezayif. The Gemara says that for pass, one is enough. And the Gemara in the Kasha said, ki adodi ninu. So the Gemara there says, even when there's no benefit, it's not more expensive, kosher and treif, that im kol zeh, we need one simen. Why is that? Muchet afhechot she'einene b'chalipin, nami tzarechai simechot. So what's going on? V'loi kosher meeting. So Rabbi Yonatan Eifshitz answers. Devadai b'pas, im shol ha'pas ha'edei v'kechavim, if you send the bread with a guy, the guy is going to be eating on his way. He's traveling. He takes a lunch break. He's going to eat. He doesn't have any bread. So he'll go and eat the bread of the yid, or the French fries of the yid. And later, when he has to do the delivery, he'll switch it with his own pass. Vimkain. So the Anab Khalifa doesn't have to mean that there's a financial benefit. Time wise, he's traveling, it smells good, he'll eat some of it, and he'll switch it. If you know that the guy has his own bread, it would be if the guy is working in the kitchen, and you tell him you can eat as much bread as you want, you can eat as many French fries as you want. So there's no chashash that he's going to eat the French fries and replace it with something else, because he can eat it and not replace it. So he's lo nehena b'chalipa. When he works in the kitchen, there's no nehena b'chalipa, and therefore we have this pair of extraordinary kulas. Of course it's a meshkiach. No, you have to have a meshkiach. He doesn't have to turn on the fire. Even when you buy paspalter, if you buy OU bread or OU cake and it's paspalter, but it means it's a mashkiach, they make sure it's kosher. Just paspalter means that they're not makbid the Jew should turn on the fire. They don't come in every day. But you're right, paspalter needs a hechsher. It needs to have a hechsher.
If you're worried that he's going to switch it when he comes in the morning to check him that he has
If you lock him in a room, yeah. But if you don't lock him in the room, it doesn't help. Right. He can. All right, so this is an ikasif. I'd like to share with you a fascinating shaila in Reb Shlomo Kluger's Tuv Tam V'Das. It's in Chelek Kama, Tshuva Kufay Ches, and I saw it because of the Darkei Tshuva. Listen to this shaila. Let's say you're sending, you know, if you're sending meat with a fryer yid, you have to put a simen because he may be machlefit. If you're sending, you need two simen, right? If you're sending bread, you need one simen, etc. What happens if you're sending treifus? You have a yid, he's got some stuff that's treif. Maybe in his kitchen, some stuff became treif, or the shechita, some chickens were treif. So he's got some treif and chickens. So he's sending it. He tells the guy, deliver it to this and this place. He has a guy who takes his tray for stuff, and I don't know, he gives it to a nursing home that's a gayim or something. He's sending treifus with a fryer yid. The shaila is, do you have to put on a simen so that the fryer yid won't eat it and switch it with something else? Now, we're not concerned about what I'll switch it with. We're concerned about him eating it. Right, this yid, yeah, yidin loyaleinu haganovim, but they don't eat treifus. They consider themselves frum. When it comes to treifus, God forbid, money, a different story, you know, money. But so he'll switch it. Well, normally you give it to a yid, and you're trusting him. He's you're trusting. Yeah, policy is policy. We still have to put siman in when you send kosher if he's not trustworthy. So what happens if he's not trustworthy and you're sending treifus? That's a shaila. Do you have to put on that? That's his nidan. Do you have to put on a simon? It's, I guess, lifnei iver and of some sort. You don't want him to switch it, but he might. So he brings, it's really a fascinating sugya above a kama samach test. It's really a mishnah demai. This is what it says in the mishnah. It says that on shmita, where anybody can come into your field to eat, you have to mark those trees which are orla or ravai, because Shemitah people come in and they're allowed to take whatever they want, and they're going to take and they'll assume it's mutter to eat. So whatever is orla or ravai, you have to put a simen. So Gemara says, actually it says at the end of the Mishnah, the rest of the year you don't have to. What happens if you have a field and people come in and they take fruit? There's a road, and people they steal the fruit here and there from your field. Do you have to mark off the arla? They're eating arla. So it says no. Haliteu l'rasha v'yamais. You hear this? Haliteu l'rasha. Give the. He's a rasha. He's a ganiv. Let him eat arla. Let him eat revai v'yamais. He'll be chayav misa. So what? Haliteu l'rasha v'yamais. It's a mishnah. So. The what? Oh, so the workers, you have to tell. Okay, the Mishnah is talking about Ganovim. People are going to go and they're going to swipe Halitei Rasha V'yamais, and therefore you're not obligated to tell them. So Shlomo Kluger says same thing here. You're sending stuff meat with somebody. He has no right to eat it and replace it. So if it's treif, halitei l'rasha v'yamais, let him eat it and tough, he'll eat it and it'll be chayiv, which is interesting, because really he's stretching the Gemara an additional step. In the Gemara's case, I have a field, I don't have to be matriach to mark off my orla because of a ganavim. There, I'm passive. I'm not doing anything. A ganav will come in, and I didn't set a trap for the ganav. The ganav is just going to come in. The Rav Shlomo Kluger is saying, not only being passive, but even active. You can do something. You can give him something, which will bring him to do an aveira. because Halitei Rosh Aviyam is because of this reason that because of this reason. Reb Chaim Knievsky in Der Sicha, in the first volume, page Shin Ayin Aleph, has the following shaila. It seems the shaila was that somebody had a business and people were stealing from it. They were climbing in through a certain window, going up on ropes and climbing in. So the shaila was if he could put lahachliv hachavolim b'chaloshim yaiser, to make weak ropes that when he's halfway up he'll fall down, and it's a chashash he may die if it's mutter. So listen to what he says. Humamish ma'isa amuva b'mesechta derech eres. Now listen to this. Ma'isa b'Reb Yeshua shehishkim etzlei adam. Yeshua, somebody needed a place to sleep, and Yeshua wasn't sure if this guy's a ganav or not. He wanted to sleep in his house. He was afraid middle of the night he's going to rob the house. So he took him into the house, and he took him to the second floor. He gave him a second floor bedroom. V'notal hasula mitachtav. To go from first floor to second floor, there was a hole in the ground, and there was a ladder to climb down. See, after the fellow went to sleep, he removed the ladder from there. Ma osa oisa yeish. What did that guest do? Omer b'chatzi alayla. V'notal hasakelim. He went in the middle of the night, and he swiped, I guess, his silver or his valuable kelim. Korcha mitalisa. He wrapped him up in a sheet. So he fell through a hole. There were no steps, and he broke his neck. And that's what happened. So the Gemara, he's bringing it to say that you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do such a thing. But Kumba say you're allowed to do it. Now, obviously, if he knew he'd be a ganiv, you know. Not to be outdone. Reb Zilberstein, I knew, this morning I came in, I said, I have to get Reb Zilberstein on Bava Kama with his sugya is. I knew he was going to have a better shaila. Listen to this. I can't imagine Rav Palm giving this psak, but listen to his shaila. His shaila is about someone, it happens to be a case where he's in medical school, and his sandwiches are getting stolen all the time. He was stealing his sandwiches. So the shaila is, if it's mutter, he brings it in a very dramatic way. The shaila is whether you can put poison into the sandwich, and kidei shemisha rogel ligdei v'sat krichim on sandwiches. You almost, so they'll eat it and they'll die. Guess what? He paskins. He says it's mutter. He makes a dramatic story out of it that the person put in the poison and someone ate it, and then in the middle of class he started vomiting. He said, I got you, and he was vomiting, and he said, oh, I have an antidote, and he gave him the antidote, and he makes a whole story out of it. And he says, it's water. Halitei l'Rasha v'yamais. It doesn't say, Halitei l'Rasha v'yasa aveira. Halitei l'Rasha v'yamais. He says, and then he says, Beis, heim yesh inyin lihimana mekach. Okay, it's mutter. Is there any inyan not to do this? He says, no. If he's a miri, the miri says, ein mesakten lo'i ve'aveira, elem yigu b'perish al zulas, he's going on the Gemara's case, mutav shi'ishtar shay b'cheit, v'yechol davar osar, halitei l'rosh v'yama, ismiz l'chatchila. Okay, so you're disagreeing, but this is what he's saying. He's saying, you're allowed to shoot someone. Well, the Gemara said, I'll tell you an interesting thing. He does bring the following. He says, Chazal say that if a thief goes into a house that he knows is empty, he's not a roidif. If somebody's in the country and someone goes stealing a house, he's not a roidif. He thinks he can get away without killing anyone. But if a thief comes into a house where there's a person, in the middle of the night, he knows there are people in the house. So he comes in, so it's psukim, parashas mishpatim, that b'machteres he motzei haganav. If a ganav comes in, he sneaks in, so dam avlay, he's chayav misa. He's a raidiv. Adam yedeya shein adam amir atzmei al mamay. Now, a ganav comes in, he knows that instinctively somebody's going to stand up against him. He's mochin to kill the person. And since he's mochin to kill the person, so he's a raidiv, and you're allowed to kill him. Now that is a Gemara, halacha psukah is a raidiv. Even if I see someone going into a house where there are people, I'm also allowed to kill him because the assumption is that he's a raidiv. That's what it says in the pasuk, that says in the Gemara. Now, the question that's difficult to answer is, what about the victim? The victim, he's laying in bed and he hears a ganav in the house. He can do two things. Either he could just stay, pretend he's sleeping. Now the ganav is not coming to kill him. The ganav is coming to steal. He knows someone's going to object. He's ready to kill him. We don't assume he's going to kill him for no reason. So you have a fellow who's laying in bed. He's got a gun. He can do two things. He can either sleep, pretend he's sleeping, or he can shoot the intruder. So I would think that if you have a person who has self-control, that it's mutter, that it's us to kill him. He's only a roidiv because ain't the maimin asmei al mamaynai. But is he mechuyiv too? Okay, there may be. Today there are a lot of crazy people, and you're right. But assuming objectively that it's such a situation where you have a ganiv and so he brings. And again, you don't pass an halachis from here, but he brings that you're allowed to kill him. You're not mechuyiv to let someone steal your money, because saying if you don't let me steal the money, I'll kill you. You're not mechuyiv to give up even your money to somebody who comes in and is an intruder, and there's no obligation to do that. Memela, he says that you're allowed to kill him. He brings the story of Rabbi Yeshua. Why did Rabbi Yeshua take away the ladder? He should have had the self control. Let the guy's gonna steal his stuff, so he'll steal his stuff. He puts him in sakana. What? Well, on the other half of the safik, he wasn't gonna die. He only did it on the tzad that he's gonna steal. If he steals, he'll die. Oh, you mean, no, but why didn't he just leave the ladder there? So, if he's not a ganiv, shalom Yisrael. If he is a ganiv, so get away. Well, why am I killing the guy for? It's like pulling out my gun. What? Even then it was much. Okay, so that's even better. Yeah, it could be. It wasn't Vade, he's going to die. It wasn't, but he put him, he says it's okay. He brings from Micha Shloimei, that's already Shlom Zalman's writings, that's already talking halacha, Michele Gimel Simen Kofei. Micha Shloimei explains the case that there was no ladder there. He says, why was the guy in the middle of the night would have just decided to go home? You can't fall asleep, why does he go home? He says, the case was, a normal person makes sure there's a ladder. Only a ganif whose bowl, Machmas Rai Behilo Shalai, would come to it. And it wasn't a vaday that anybody was going to die. Memela, this is Lashem Shalim Zaham, Lashemina Klame Akov de Shemuta Ligraim Chavala Laganif, Lasakin Chayim Bishrias Mafraktai, maybe because he was bowl. I don't know. The fact that Chazal bring the story seemed to indicate that they hold that it's something that you're allowed to do. Right. Yeah. So that's the question, if you can shoot him out right over this. So. Many years ago. It's a famous case. He put a trap by the window. Yesu the guy. They made a movie out of it. It was, You told many years ago, decades ago. There was a case where somebody lived in a neighborhood that went bad, and he stayed in the neighborhood. He couldn't afford to leave, and there were ganavim coming in through his bathroom window. That's how I showed it in the movie. And he put a trap there that the person fell in, fell down head first into the bathtub, and broke fractured his skull. And they sued the homeowner because he put it there purposely to catch a ganim. And in the movie they didn't. He wouldn't compromise. But okay. Okay, I don't know American law if you could put barbed wire or not. I don't know. But anyway, this concept, Ali Taylor Rush of the Yamais, is a. I'll tell you the truth. It's one thing. Yeah. On this one? Who disagreed with him? Okay, it must be in his contemporary halachic issues.
It was after.
So it'll be in the next one then. But okay, it's I'm not advocating putting poison in sandwiches. And now I mentioned this also. I have a PS to this inyan about putting poison. I don't know why you have to poison to kill the guy. Just put him poison to give him a bellyache. It's got to be put in what's the stuff that makes people vomit? Ipecac. Put in some Ipecac. You're not going to kill the guy. He'll just vomit and that'll be good enough. It'll be for satisfaction. I think that's adequate. The question is this. Okay, so we have this whole shtikl taira, the nish, a fascinating topic. The follow-up question is, let's say I have to send meat. I'm sending with a Jew. I know he's makbid on kashrus, but he's not trustworthy. Can I just write on the package, it's treif? I'll put it on, I'll get a Purdue, I'll write treif for chicken, for use only by non-Jews. It's kosher stuff. And the person I'm sending it to knows about it. But I don't have to make a big simanim. I'll just put on it that it's treif. Caution is not kosher. Is that good enough? If the shliach is makbid on kashrus and not makbid on I mean, I could write spoiled on it, but I don't think I'll fool him if I write spoiled. But what? Mitzvah sheker tirchak. You're worried about that. You can kill the guy and you're worried about mitzvah sheker tirchak. So I don't know. There was a clever story making the rounds a while ago about one of the coffee rooms and one of the yeshivas. We had a guy put milk, and the milk kept on being. People used the milk all the time. So someone gave him an eitzah. He bought a Cholov Stam container, washed it out, and put in Cholov Yisrael milk, and put it in the fridge. And no one took anything from it, because it looked like it wasn't Cholov Yisrael, so nobody took. So they took, I guess, from the other containers. So I guess the Meira Heter on the Kaneva, not Meira Heter on the Cholov Stam. So the question is, if that's a good enough simon, I don't know. Black plumbers, yeah. All the plumbers, I think, are going out of style, if you notice. I don't know why, but they're going out of style. Maybe out of town they still use them, I'm not sure. There are chickens that are packaged and sent directly to supermarkets that are not in places where there are no kosher, so they need two simanim. So if they have a plumber plus the wrapping, it's two simanim. I know Empire, I think, did away with the plumbers totally. They have the wrapping plus an extra label on the bottom. The reason they did with the plumbers, I think I mentioned to you once, is that there were those who had objections for Malicha purposes, that it's not a question of B'dieved, a question of L'chatzila. During Malicha, the plumber would keep the area around the plumber, the blood can't flow. So briefly, they started making plumbers with holes in them, with a couple of holes, so the blood could flow out. But I think they're slowly doing away with the old fashioned plumbers. Okay, so that's Sif Yud, the last, I guess, major sif of the simin. Let's learn Sif Yud Aleph. Everything is as major as you want it to be, but these two heterim are. A major aterim, Yetzer v'Nichnas, and the Sif Yud Aleph. Don't try this at home. Let's see what it says. Yisrael vayvikechavim. You have a Jew and a guy. Now we're talking here, I guess, in times of communal ovens. Not talking about an oven necessarily. We're talking about a stove. Sheshafsu beis kedei reizu etzelzu. They put two pots. You have on the stove a pot of kosher food and a pot of trefa food. Zeh basar shchuta v'zeh basar nevela. Mutter. It's mutter. The Jew has his pot of food and the guy has his pot of food. It's mutter. What? Ve'ein lochosh shama kishehirzi Yisrael pot of hichlavei kechavim shchuta nevela. Here, there's no yetzer v'nichnas. It takes 2 seconds. The Jew turns around. When not chayshish, this lashon of Gemara, the not chayshish shehichlavay v'kachavim shkuta b'nevela. When not chayshish that he switched it, afilu in shal yisrael mishubach. Even though the Jew may have a better quality, afilu pien megula, even if it's not the pots are open, there's no cover on the pot, it's also mutter. Vein lochesh shem yitzu nitzaitzes mizulazu. We're not afraid it's going to spritz from one to the other. There's no zeya, I'm talking about a stovetop. But we're not worried that it's going to spritz from one to the other. Now it's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lai chashinan kshehil zapanav hichlif. There's a machlekes rishayim there to teach the Gemara. Lai chashinan, that maybe when he turned out he was machlif. The Tosis there, on Daf Yud Beis in Avodah Zarah, says that even when he turned around, it's like Yosef Inichlis. You turn around, you're going to turn back. We're not chayshish that he's going to be machlif. That's what Tosis says. The Mordechai brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. No. It means we're not chayshish you're going to turn around. You can rely, you won't turn around. But not that there's a real heter for a person to turn around. And Shach Lamed Hey, he paskins a loch shamish is it the mirte shamiyaz is a part of miyad v'yireu. So he says like Tosfos that even if you turn around, we're not afraid. He's afraid to switch things. It doesn't mean dafka that they're permanently neighbors that use the same stove. Even if you're going through, you pass through you stay in a motel. And you ask them, can I put my pot on your stove? You have a pot of food, and you tell the guy, I want to put my on your stove. Ein lochush. Dodesh yirin b'yaitse v'nichnes afilu bach sanoim, sheinu makirin zeh. Dinunami mirsa sa'adadi, because there's mirtis in that case as well. Chaynu piske atoises, perakam al-vayt zara, simi yud beiz, that it's mutter. So here we have a mechudish de kakula, that it's permitted to have pots next to each other at the same time on a stove. One is kosher and one is treif. But you can't go out, you have to stay there. But even if you'll turn around for a moment, we're not chayshish in that amount of time, things will be switched. Bu'adim beis devarim tzluyin zeitzel zeh. Same thing to roast things next to each other. Aval lechatchila yesh lizor afilu bebeis kederis. Now, what? Subject to you being there. Then this comes up in hotels where the kitchen is used for kosher and treif. Sometimes you have a hotel that you're not renting the whole hotel. You want to use part of the kitchen, and this treif is going on in another part of the kitchen. So we, as long as someone's there, we're not afraid that things will be mixed. And now the question is, what about the Rama? The Rama says, now here we have a machlekes shach and taz. What does that mean? Why lechatchila you have to be careful? So the shach and taz give 2 different reasons. Taz yud beis, just the very beginning of yud beis. B'tarkei Moshe Mordechai perakei ma'amin dematam shalei yischalfu zeh bezeh v'yalifla, because we're afraid lechatchila that people shouldn't switch things. V'yalifla and perakei tzitzilin. L'chatchila, 2 carbon pesach shouldn't be roasted in one oven. They obviously they're all Jews, but you're not allowed to eat from someone else's carbon pesach. So Gemara says you're going to put in. Gemara says you put in 2 goats, or it could be a goat or a sheep. You put in 2 of them. When you come take it out, you may take out the wrong one. sort of like the coats on the coat rack upstairs. Then the Gemara says, afilu gediva tleh. Even one person is roasting a sheep and one person is roasting a goat, they're going to rush, they're just going to pull out the wrong one. So, l'chatchila, we're afraid, shem yachlifu. So, l'chatchila, you don't do it. That's the sheet of the Taz.
What's the Taz? If you're standing there, it would be good enough. You stay there, stand there.
It's like every derabbanan, they made exer l'chatchila. That you shouldn't. But the evidence is good, but I don't know, I guess. But the Shach Lamed Vav learns differently. It's a big nafkamina. Look at Shach Lamed Vav. He says totally different reason. Shach Lamed Vav says, Yesh Yizar, Afil Bishtei Kederis, he's going under Ramah. He says, Pirish Shum Nitzaitzais. Not because of switching. He's saying because of spritzing. The Zesh HaKazav Afilu. And that's what he says, afilu b'shtei kederis. Not only tzlim pats, but fizek she'ein p'yem megula in tzarech lizar. If you put a cover, there's no lechatchila. He's saying, if you cover the pats, then it's mutar lechatchila. That's what the shach holds. I would add, if you're cooking a soup, where even if it spritzes, there'll be batel b'shishim. So if you're cooking a roast, so if it spritzes, it'll last the roast. But if you're cooking a soup, even if it's a spritz, then it's okay, and therefore you have here a major nafkamina between the Shach and Taz. Taz says we're afraid you'll do something wrong, and the Shach says no, we're afraid for spritzing, which has an eitzah in order for if a person covers it. And the Ksav Seif has a tshuva. He says to be machban like the Taz, but if people are being makel like the Shach, mutav shiyushaygin. Seems it was a common thing. He said they're covering the pots. And they're putting it together, so you don't have to. You don't have to be. It's only lechatchila. You don't have to be. So recha is only in an oven, not on a stove top. And we passed in recha lav milsa, only lechatchila recha milsa. But the halacha is that we don't pass in the recha asas b'di'evit. So there's no shear here, and how far it has to be. There's no shear. What? Depends how high the fire is, but there's no shear. It doesn't say a shear and how distant. Now this comes up with milchiks and fleishiks, because we live in a wealthier society and people have separate stoves for milchik and fleishik. I have this all the time. A fellow gets married and he rents an apartment. There's only one stove. He doesn't know what to do. There's only one stove. What do you do? What do you do? Fleishiks, milchiks. I tell him I grew up. There was only one stove in my mother's house till the day she passed away. There was only one stove in my mother's house. So really? Wow. Yeah. So, you know, you're careful. Of course, you have to be careful. But shtei kederis zu eitzel zu is muta. Now, here is the other way. According to the Taz, that will chayshish to goyel be machlif. Why is also lechatzila? Shasid shem yachlif, shasid because you're spritzing. Here, the Taz is going to be a kula. Shem yachlif, you're not afraid that a firm yid is going to be machlif. So according to the Taz, Fleishik Zimel looks in Mudil Chatchila. According to the Shach, it'll spritz. So there, you would have to cover it. You would have to keep it covered in order to be careful. Now, what?
One tiny spritz.
So it depends. If you're cooking a soup, you're right. If it spritzes in, it'll be batel b'shishim. If you're cooking a roast beef, or you're cooking schnitzel, and it spritzes, milk spritzes on a spot, then that's aser, it's going to aser it. So I guess it depends. In the... This would be though enough kamina between them. The communal oven, so they generally sealed it in the communal ovens, yeah. And I mean the chash shem yachlif. So they had to recognize, they put some on him, and they recognized theirs. Once upon a time, people put hot water up on a chaynik, on the blech. On a kettle, they put it up on the blech, and it was a common shaila where it would spritz. For some reason, cholent has the ability to spread beyond, I don't know why this happens, but dafka cholent always gets greasy around the blech and gets greasy around the handles. I'm not sure. It must be the steam condenses. I don't know. It's a special bracha mitzuyah in the chalim that it tends to spread its oil. The shaila of chalim fleishiks that spritzes on a kettle that you're using for coffee. You're not putting milk in the kettle, but you're using the hot water for coffee. What's the din? So this is something, one of the questions Rav Palm used to ask on his Bechina. There's a Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam uses a Kula of the Rashba for this case of Shefa. The Rashba, which is the last Sif in either Siman Tzadik Ches or Tzadik Tes, the very last Sif, there's a heter of Darkei Lishtamish B'Shefa, which means if the pot became Fleishik, one Spritz, a hot Spritz goes, that spot is Fleishik. But it's Darkei Lishtamish B'Shefa. The normal way to use a kettle is with water, which is 60 times a Spritz. So in such a case, the Rashba holds it's mutal lechatchila, even treifus. If it gets a spritz of treifus, that it's mutal lechatchila to use it without kashering it, because it's only a spritz and it's darkei lishtamish b'shefa. Now we don't pass like the Rashba, unless it's nice and tam lefgam, which doesn't apply here. But the Chachmas Adam says that from fleishik to pariv, a nap is called a nap or not, you could be samech on the Rashba. And you can rely on the Rashba that it's mutter. He says lechatchila to wait 24 hours, but then you don't have to kasher it. So that's a kula in the case of a spritz. It doesn't apply when you spritz onto a milchik pat. So if the shishim, the food is mutter, but the pat still has to be kashered if you have a spritz that goes from one to the next. So. It's interesting, in halacha there's a difference if it's keneged a reikon or keneged haraitiv. The Aruch HaShulchan says that ma'olam I never heard poskim ask if it's above or below, and he has a cheshbon why lemaisa it doesn't matter. Even though in Hashem and Shulchan Aruch there's an arichas on the topic, but the Aruch HaShulchan says there's no little practical consequence, and that it's also okay when a pot is full of zeya. A close pot, it's always considered keneged a keneged a right. What? Above the liquid is technically worse. Yeah, but not by flay. It's complicated because that's because of the chaticha nas nevela, which does not apply to fleishik and milchik. It only applies to treifus. So, okay. At any rate, this is what. So we learned today. All kulas today. It's nice. We learned the kula yetsa v'dichnis, the kula of ein enehena b'chalipin, which is major. And now the kula that you're allowed to have two pots next to each other, l'chatchila, you have to be careful, but it doesn't answer. Next week, Bez Hashem, we'll finish the simon.